St. John's Nation, thank you for once again tuning in to St. John's Missionary Baptist Church podcast to listen to Pastor Michael H.L. Robinson Sr. bring the word that God has given him. Today's podcast is titled, When Jesus Look Up. I hope you enjoy this podcast, and like always, be blessed.
It is truly a blessing to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, and I feel good in this this beautiful soul of mine this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to sing and get out y'all way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Put y'all holy feet and y'all blessed hands together this morning and sing along with us.
Go back to the altar.
Down.
we sing that this morning?
It's what I do.
Do we have any praises in the house this morning? Do we have any worshipers in this house this morning?
Praising what I do.
Say amen one more time. Say amen like you really love the Lord this morning. Amen. If y'all don't mind, let's give God just a little bit of praise. Amen. Amen. I see we got a whole bunch of Tiger Woods fans out here this morning. Y'all praising God like y'all clapping for him out there. Amen. They tell me to be quiet when you're out on the golf course. That's probably why I ain't been out there. Amen. Amen, somebody. Amen. We do bless God this moment. Tell God, thank you for each and every one of you in your respective places. Amen. Certainly to this choir, amen, who have sang out of the depths of their souls. Amen. Our worship lead, amen, Ms. Robinson, God bless you. Certainly to Sister Michelle, amen, for that. Amen. You know, some things you can only do in life. We know we live, but we have our breathing. We breathe in God, and we can't do anything without them. But there's some things that you just cannot even attempt to do without God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I know a few of y'all feel that you're doing everything all by yourself, and perhaps God have you feeling that way. But when you belong to God, am I right, Michelle? You know, amen, there's some things you cannot do, amen, without Not just God on your side, but you got to have the Holy Spirit moving within you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Certainly to our ushers this morning, we thank God for you all this morning. Certainly the AV staff. Certainly the hospitality ministry, all of the women and men of St. John. Amen. Those who are visiting this morning. We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to tell you Happy Father's Day to everybody who's a father out there. Amen. Amen. So if y'all don't mind, let's give all these men, amen, a hand this morning. Amen. And I don't care about the strides and the advancements that we make, amen, in this life and with science and other things and how smart we get. There are some things you can't do without each other. Amen, somebody. Amen. Amen. I'm not sure how God does it, but he does it, amen. He allows men and women to come together to procreate and make a human life.
Amen.
And if you ever had an opportunity to see the birth process, amen, or read about it, it'll just blow your mind. I'm not just talking about when the baby's coming out. I'm talking about from the very inception of the thing. Just cannot understand it. Amen. But we're not to understand everything, amen, in this life. Amen. Amen. So we bless God for you, and we thank God for you taking the time to come out this morning. As we make ready to bring forth, you know, the word that God has given us for this day, we ask that you not only, you know, honor your fathers on Father's Day and your mothers on Mother's Day, but do it every day. Amen. Amen. The Bible don't call us to have one day that we honor each other. Amen. Amen, somebody, just like God, amen. A lot of us, amen, we get holy on Sunday, and that's the only time we bless God is on Sunday. God said the Sabbath wasn't made for him, him, it was made for us. Amen, amen, amen. It was made for us, amen, just so we can slow down and think about God. But by the same token, we should have our hearts, our minds on God every day. Amen, you wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord. Amen. Not just a ritual, real and truly thanking God. Amen. You ready to lay down at night? Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Every now and then when you feel that spirit moving on you, amen, just go ahead and shout a little bit. Amen. You'll feel a whole lot better.
Amen.
Some of y'all, God has given you gifts and talents and, You have yet, not even tapping them, you have yet to even use them. Amen, amen somebody. Amen. But we do bless God, and we respect what men do unless it's contrary to God. I was speaking to a young man on, I believe it was Friday, and as I'm speaking to him, and he's not a father, but he has a father. And I told him, you know, tell his dad Happy Father's Day. He said, well, what's that? And he wasn't being funny. He said, what's that? So I explained to him what Father's Day was. He wasn't no baby. So he didn't know, bless you this morning, he did not know what Father's Day was. And I told him what it was. And he wasn't being any kind of way. He wasn't being disrespectful or rude. He said, well, you know, I honor my father every day. Amen, somebody. Amen. Some of that. That's a young man who knows the Lord. I respect my father. Amen. I love and I appreciate my father. And church, that's the way we need to be. Don't wait until this day in June or that day in May or whenever somebody's birthday is. You know, give them honor. Give them their flowers now. Amen, amen somebody. Amen. Amen. Some of y'all save your change up. And the only time you do something for somebody is on their birthday or Father's Day. And sometimes folks leave out of here. Amen. Y'all who have lost somebody, y'all know what we're talking about. Amen. And you wish, you hope, you pray, but it's too late for praying now on those things that I had done it while they were young. I wish I would have said this then. And if you have an experience at some point, you're going to experience that in your life. And we're not talking about speaking something in or on somebody. We're talking about the realities of life. Amen. 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 So please enjoy this day, but honor each other every single day. If you haven't reached out to your mothers, your fathers, your brothers, and your sisters, reach out to them and let them know that you love them. I don't care what kind of alt or controversy you may have. Y'all are brothers and sisters. And all of us in here, if y'all are born again believers, we're brothers and sisters in the Lord. We need to let each other know that we love each other. Amen. Amen. Thank the Bronx. Amen. For that, that poem this morning, for that reading. Amen. 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 Anyone visiting, good to see you this morning, Mama. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. So it's good to have y'all this morning. Amen. Amen. We're not going to worry you too long. We're going to find ourselves in the Word of God over in Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. Luke 19 is where we're going to go. Amen. When y'all have it, if you see it, just go ahead and stand up, if you will. Amen. Luke chapter 19. When you have it, say amen. 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 We're going to begin reading at verse number 1 for you, just for the sake of clarity. I don't want to make anyone lie to me, so you're going to read when you go home. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, the word of the Lord reads, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, thank you, Lord, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of all my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Father God, we bless you now. We praise you, we adore you, we magnify your name. God, we lift your name on high, God, and we know, God, you have a name that is above every single name, and that at the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess all to his glory, that he is your son, that he is our sovereign King. God, even now I pray that you, Lord God, would touch our hearts this morning. Convict our hearts, Father God. Compel us, God, to come and give our entire life, our heart over to you today, Father. Lord, even now I ask that you just allow your spirit to move in this place. I thank you now, God, for the atmosphere, God. We thank you for opportunity to stand. God, we thank you for opportunity to hear your word. God, we're asking now that you, Lord God, would just have thine way. And we pray, God, today that you would save somebody, God. Deliver someone today, God. Set someone free, God, even now. We tell you thank you, Lord, and we ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you and God keep you. Amen. I read a poem, a writing about a father. And it was, you know, first person. He was speaking about himself and how he had engaged with his son. His son was really young, and y'all know how children are. They're real zealous and they're anxious, and children are loving. That's all they want to do is just, they just want to be loved. Even ones who are kind of, you know, rambunctious, kind of high-strung, they just want to be loved. They want to be understood. So this young child would always run up to his father, amen, and wrap his arms around his waist and just give him a hug and just hold him and squeeze him. And dad would look at him, son, stand up, come on, you need to stand up straight, you know. And so the son ran on about his business. So the dad would sit in his room and he would read. And while he's reading, the son would peek in the door. Y'all know the kids, so they'd kind of peek around the corner. Then he'd just kind of come in and, boy, get out, you know, I'm busy, boy, get on out of here. Everything the child did, he just kind of wished him off. Everything he did, the child come in the house after running and playing, have a little mud on his shoes, and the dad scold him about being dirty. And finally, one day, if you live long enough, amen, the Lord will convict you on the things that you're doing, amen. The young man, he came to the place where the Lord convicted his heart, and he went in there to his son while his son was asleep, and he gave his son this long live the apology for how he had treated him. Say, son, I would see you running and playing. I'll tell you to go sit down. You'll try to hug and embrace me, and I'll tell you to get out the way. I rushed off to work, amen. I come in and want to make sure that your room is done up and that you've done your homework, but I never stopped to tell you I love you, and I never stopped to realize that you're just a child. You're just being a little boy. And I think, you know, we as fathers, I can't speak from the woman's perspective, but I imagine mothers do the same thing. We get so wrapped up into our role as a father, as a man, and want to make sure that we're providing everything they need. I'm a teacher along the way. But along the way, we fail to be taught by our father how we're supposed to interact with our children. Amen, somebody. That's my takeaway with that. So with that today, if you don't grab anything else today, please remember, amen, that as a father and as a man and in regards to your child, let them be children.
Amen,
amen somebody.
Amen.
Let them get dirty every now and then. Amen. Then just kind of clean them up, amen. But let them be children. And the way them children are trying to show you love in the way that they know how to do it. They just know to hold you. They want to be held. You think about this, amen, for 9 long months. That baby's been so close to that mother, just want to be held, not pushed away. And don't forget, amen, maybe it was you that somebody pushed away and you feel that is the only way to teach somebody. You didn't like it when it happened to you. So don't do it to them, amen. You got to remember, amen, that you are a man. You are the husband, amen. You are the head. But don't get so caught up in your role that you miss all that God is trying to do in you. You have a very, very unique and powerful position in life. And I ask that you please do not take it for granted. Amen. Don't take granted. I speak to me also. Some of you may say, well, he's been lecturing us. When I read, when I write, when I pray, the Lord speaks to me. Amen. Before I even open my mouth. Amen. Before I even get into the pulpit. This morning we have a young man that we're going to talk about, and we're going to mention a couple other folks by the name of Zacchaeus. And he was just like you and I. He had a job, he had an employment, and I believe he allowed his employment to consume him. If we're not careful, we'll allow it to consume us, amen. A lot of us, amen, that are not here in church today, and perhaps not even looking on Facebook or wherever else we are showing this thing at, they're not doing it because they've gotten consumed by their work. They've gotten consumed by their role as a father. Our first responsibility is to train up a child in the way in which they should go. But brother preacher, I wouldn't train myself. Brother preacher, no one ever showed me love, amen. I beg to differ with you. You have a heavenly father, amen, that sits high and looks low. And he loved you enough to give his only begotten son that you might live. And you and I as fathers down here, we have to do the same thing, amen. I know some fathers and some mothers who are willing, amen, to lay down their life for their child. Amen, only because they love him, amen. Our focal scripture is going to be found over in Luke chapter 19, verse 10. And it reads, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And our thought this morning is when Jesus looks up. When Jesus looks up. Notice what our focal scripture says, that Christ came, one, to seek. I mean, he wanted to find you. Two, to save that which was lost. And when he does that, he's going to give you an eternal place to reside. Amen. In the confines of that scripture, we find that people are lost. Amen. There are some folk, amen, that don the door to the church every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Tuesday, and some 7-8 days a week. Some were like Anna, amen, in the Bible, amen. She came to the church house. She stayed there until the Lord came, amen. And they're still missing tomorrow. But Christ is trying to seek and save those who are lost, church. And this is not even part of what I'm saying this morning, but here's what we got to realize, amen. We've got to know that we're lost, amen. The only time you don't acknowledge that you're lost is when you're arrogant, you're high-minded, I'm just going to figure this thing out for myself. And you wind up getting more and more lost, if you will, if that's such a thing, amen. You get loster and loster and loster until you can't be found, amen. But when Jesus looks up, amen, I'm here to tell you this morning that change will come. Notice over in 19:7, the word says, and when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guests with a man that is a sinner. They talk about Zacchaeus and they're talking about Jesus, amen. In this life, church, I need you to know, amen, the only thing you need to do when people start talking about you, let them talk. Amen. Just let them talk. Amen. Jesus had been preaching. Amen. And while he was preaching, there was many, many, many folk that some were saved, some were unsaved. Amen. Even in our households, there are some folk that are saved and some that are not saved. But you and I, as parents and as fathers, it is our responsibility to open a door for salvation to come into our houses. Amen. Into our homes. Amen. If you shut it out, amen, you better have a good wife. Amen. To help that door stay open. Amen, somebody. Amen. We know of a few folk, amen, that men just will not get right. They will not go to church. They will not read their Bible. Amen. But they have a good wife standing behind them. Amen. She's not going to cower down. She's not going to fight against them. Amen. But she's not going to fight against God. Amen. So here we find, amen, that it's Christ, amen, is preaching and teaching. Our thought is Christ, you know, when he looks up, amen. Christ looked up and he saw this man in a tree by the name of Zacchaeus. Y'all know the story. Zacchaeus, amen, the word describes as a little man, a man of short stature. I mean, he wasn't a big guy, but Zacchaeus had that desire and that yearning, amen, to see and hear what Jesus had to say. Now, notice, if you had Zacchaeus' occupation, he was a tax collector. Y'all, every one of us, if you have a job, anybody got a job in here? Raise your hand. If you got a job in here, if you work for any kind of money at all, amen, even if you get any legal money, pay your taxes, amen, because they come for you. Al Capone, he went to jail because he didn't pay his taxes. Amen. I'm not condoning this, the slinging and the stealing, but if y'all get money, pay your taxes. Your pastor said do it. It'll help you out. They can't hold that one over you, amen. But with it, amen, Zacchaeus, amen, he worked for the Romans and he was a tax collector, IRS. Amen. They're going to get their money. And every now and then, I don't know about y'all, but I don't always agree with how they take my money. Amen. But those folk who call us, amen, they don't get paid enough, amen, to take the punishment that some of y'all inflict upon them verbally when y'all call them up because your money's gone, amen. They're just doing their job, amen. But Zacchaeus, he was just doing his job, amen, and he was collecting money from people. But based on the word of God, he may have been taking money, amen, that really wasn't his, amen. He took the Romans part because he didn't want the punishment from the Romans. But at the same time, he may have got a little bit more because most of these folk who were tax collectors, they were actually rich folk. My sister works for the IRS, amen, and she don't make a whole lot of money. Amen. Every now and then she needs a dime here and a dime there, amen, but she don't make a lot of money. But Zacchaeus was a rich man. So what happens is Christ come back, Zacchaeus as a father and a head of his house, amen, he heard that the Lord was coming by, and so he went by to hear what he had to say. Amen. Now notice, here's the thing, church, you cannot come to Christ, you cannot come to God unless he calls you. Did y'all know that? You can't say, hey, on June 19th, amen, I have determined that when I go to church today, I'm going to give my life over to the Lord. You may join a church, but you're not going to give your life to the Lord unless Christ calls you. So here we find, amen, that as Zacchaeus is coming down from the tree, the folks started talking. But notice the first person that they talk about is not Zacchaeus. The first one they talk about is Christ. Notice what it says, amen. When they saw him, they murmured saying that he's going to be with a man that is a sinner. They're talking about Christ. Church, amen, as you and I give our lives, our hearts, our entire being over to God, as you become, amen, as some would call you, a holy roll, amen, a Bible thumper, amen, don't try to hide in your Bible and stop advocating for Christ. Continue to live for Christ. Maybe you don't know the word of God by heart, amen, but you know the principle of God, amen, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not have no other God before me. You know this, amen. Perhaps yesterday at your job, you were taking extra stuff home. Perhaps, amen, you were like Zacchaeus and you were taking a little money that wasn't yours. And all of these years you got away from it. But the day that you met the Lord, amen, you realize, amen, that when he called you, amen, he was looking at your heart. Christ is not looking at what you have done. He don't care about what you have done. Why do you say that, brother preacher? Because the word of God says that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That word did not just come from the writer. That word comes from God. So as folks start talking, as you start getting closer and closer to the Lord, church, let them talk. What do you mean let them talk, man? Stop trying to defend yourself. Now, I got a question, y'all, and be honest with me. How many of y'all sinners? Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. All have sinned and come short of God's glory, meaning all that God intended us to be. That's the first step in healing, is admitting that you have a problem. And when you have a problem, they say, hey, brother, you're a sinner, deacon. Tell me something I don't know. But I'm a sinner that's saved by the grace of God. Because when Christ looked at me, amen, I heard his word, I heeded his call. Let him talk. Some of you right now, you're trying to defend, amen, why you're going to the house of the Lord, why you're fellowshipping, amen, with folk who you may have had aught with before. Let them talk. Thank you so much. Amen. Let them talk. And now notice, if they talk about Christ, I go sit down. If they talk about Christ, they will, not might. See, some of you, man, I think they talking about you. ain't no, they might be. They talking about you. You ever walk in a room and everybody get quiet? Yeah. And all of a sudden, because the heat and the nuggets or whoever got done playing, it seemed like they're talking about, wait a minute, y'all, he's in my first quarter, he's in my fourth quarter. He's in my football, he's in my, y'all ain't talking, what y'all talking about? Let them talk. Don't try to figure out, here's some of our problem, church. We want to figure out what folk are saying about us. Anybody there? I heard they were talking about me. Do you know what they said? I don't want to know what they said about me. It might put me in a place that I know I shouldn't be. It might, amen, have me do something I used to do. How many of y'all been changed? How many been born again? The minute Christ called you, you were changed. It's not the day you came to church. It's not the day you fell down on your knees. It's the moment that Christ called you. But preach, I'm still trying to get there. Who ain't trying to get there? My question, where are you trying to get? Where are you? Where are you trying to get to? Somebody tell me. That's it. I'm not trying to be a better person. If I'm trying to be bad, amen, that means I'm trying to work it out for myself. And now I'm worried about what they're saying. I'm worried about what they might say. Let them talk. They've talked about Christ. They still talk about Christ. They've talked about you. And here's a notice. They still talk about you. You've been away from folks 20, 30, 40 years, and you go back home and they want to tell you what you did in high school. And some of y'all take the bait and you start reminiscing about what you used to do, and all of a sudden at your class reunion, y'all going out trying to act like you're still in high school. Let them talk, church. Zacchaeus. In verse 8, Zacchaeus stood. Hey, thank you, Lord. And he said to the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. In the middle of that scripture, Zacchaeus does like some of us. See, some of us, we did it, but we got over it. Zacchaeus stood up, and that if, where he said, if I've done something. See, some of us, amen, we do things, and we don't realize that it's wrong. Perhaps Zacchaeus, he got his job as a tax collector, and he saw everybody else doing it. Anybody there? Everybody else doing it, so it's got to be okay. Zacchaeus said, Lord, if I have done anybody wrong, I'll repay them. Zacchaeus stood up, and guess what? He had to face the music. The original thought there, face the music, came from like a symphony and orchestra where they would face the crowd, and then the crowd would face the music. If you're in the military, man, when the music plays at 8 o'clock in the morning, what do? You stop. If you can't see the flag, what do? And you face the music. That's what you do. If you're ever on the base or hear the music playing, you don't see a flag, face the music. That's a good thing. You're just paying honor and tribute, amen, where it's due. But now, in our day, what stand up and face the music means, amen, that means, amen, you know you've done something wrong, and oh, by the way, you've been caught, and now you got to pay a price for it. When you go up to the court, and I implore some of you guys to go up there and sit in the courtroom and just listen. Don't go because you got to go. Go up there and just sit and listen. You see a lot of folk who do not want to face the music. They got caught their hand in the cookie jar, man. They got their money all in their pockets, amen. They got the drugs all over their face. I ain't did nothing. Because they don't want to face the music. One, the penalty for what they're going to pay for what they've done wrong. Two, that they got to face whatever kind of addiction they may have. And addiction is a big word. Zacchaeus, amen, when he heard the Lord, amen, he stood up. He faced the music. He said, hey, if I have wronged anybody, if I've taken anybody, I'll give it back to them. Have you faced the music for what you have done yet? See, some of us, amen, we believe, amen, because now I've given my life totally over to God. That wrong that I've done, amen, I don't have to pay for it. Let me give you a story. I owed some folks some money. A lot of money. $25,000. Oh, yeah. I said, okay. Well, when they come, I'll do what I can. I'll give them a dime here and a dime there. Well, there's laws and rules regarding this stuff. All of a sudden, years later, I get a letter in the mail saying, hey, all this is wiped out. It's gone. But remember those folks that Zacchaeus worked for? Even though I never got it, they say, I want my cut of what they didn't get back from you. facing the music. Notice how I was facing it, and I had to pay money back to the government that I never had my hand on. Facing the music, church. Did I cry about it? No. Because I knew I should have paid them folk their money. I just didn't have it. I didn't have it. But that's no excuse. Zacchaeus stood up and he faced the music. And many of us now, we want to buy. We want to get out of jail free card because we gave our life to Christ. Listen here. Don't go to sleep on me now. Y'all listen just for a second. See, some of us, we're faking the funk with Christ so we don't have to face the music. What do you mean, preacher? Well, I've come, I've given my hand to the preacher, and you tell the preacher you gave your heart to Christ, and now he's saying, preacher, when God gonna wipe all this stuff out? When them folk gonna stop chasing me? When this gonna happen? When all my life gonna get right? No, your heart ain't right with the Lord. When your heart get right with the Lord, amen, every now and then, amen, he will let some of those old things, amen, that you had in your past, he'll let them come up, amen. But you got to stand still and watch God's salvation, and you got to face, you got to pay whatever price is. I'm not saying, amen, that everything you've done in your life, amen, because God is not a tit for tat God, but every now and then, amen, man has laws, amen, and he's not going to let it go. Zacchaeus said, I give half my goods to the poor. And if I've done anything to anybody by false accusation, I restore. Now, he didn't say, I will. He said, I restore. Now, notice now, Zacchaeus, amen, he's doing better than the average person in church. Don't raise your hand on this, amen, because one, I don't want anybody to lie. Amen, don't want to do that. Amen. How many of y'all are, no kidding, tithers? You give God your tenth. Amen, you give him your tenth. You give him 11, 12. You give him... Honestly, you give it to God. Why do you do it? Because that's what the Lord requires of us. Some would say, I'm doing this. I'm praying three times a day like Daniel. I'm doing these things, and you're really not doing it. I knew of a guy, amen, and he was a religious, of the religious sect, and the only time he would give something is when something's coming up so he can make sure that his name's on the list to partake. Amen. At the end of the year, the big shindig goes on a big party, a big get together, and they want to make sure everybody's in good standing. So he's going to bring not a whole year's worth of tithing offering, one week. Church, whatever the Lord requires of you to do it. Zacchaeus say, I give, not I will. He said, I give to the poor. I do what I'm supposed to be doing, church. And notice, amen, the only picture they saw of Zacchaeus, amen, was his outward appearance, amen. They saw him working in the tax office. They knew he had money. They assumed that he was stealing money. The Bible doesn't say he stole money. He said, if I've done anybody wrong. But we assume even with the word. So the people called him a sinner, which he was, but perhaps he's already saved. I don't know. Because Christ looked at his heart and called him down. And later on, Christ would call him a son of Abraham. That means, I mean, he belongs, amen, to the royal family. Amen. Stop putting your mouth on folk, amen, not knowing what they're all about, amen. Even if you know there's something wrong with them, amen, you look at you first and realize, amen, you too are a sinner. Amen. And some of you are still living in trying to pretend that you're not. Like is, he was ready and willing to give back to anybody that he wronged. If I would ask you that question this morning, are you willing to repay what you owe somebody? Some of you say, nah, because I've been with some pretty bad dudes and I just don't want to do that. If you decide to get in bed with the devil, you get the devil's wages. But the good thing about God, amen, when you decide to give up that world, that life, that you're living for the devil, God will wipe all of that away. Not saying that repercussions would not come. I'm a witness, amen? Been saved many years, I've been living right, amen, and that's from way back when. So your sins will catch you up, amen. They will find you out. They know exactly where you are. I'm not gonna hold you very long. Look at verse 9, amen. Here's what Jesus says. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is a son of Abraham, God made Abraham a promise. He told him how his seed, amen, would be so numerous, more than the sand on the seashore, more than the stars in the sky, amen. And guess what? You and I, amen, we can be engrafted into that family if we only accept what Christ Jesus has done. Zacchaeus, amen, though he had been working, amen, for some ruthless folk, he still knew who the Lord was. And he still, amen, when he heard the voice of God, he came and gave himself over. And guess what? Christ came and abided at his house. Is Christ at your house, church? That's a personal question. When he called you, did you totally open up and say, yes, Lord, you can come to my house. I'm opening the door that you can come into my heart because there's nothing I can hide from you. I know where I've messed up. I know where I've come short. And oh, by the way, I'm not going to send anybody to clean my house up before you get there. Jesus, when he comes, church, many folk are afraid to receive him because they're afraid of the condemnation. Many folk, if you tell them, amen, of the wrong they've done, even though they know they've done wrong, amen, they want to fuss and fight. I've seen folks stand before the judge, and the judge is reading their charges off everything that they've done. I don't need to hear that, judge. I already know what I did. No, you need to listen. Jesus, when he comes, he's not coming to condemn. He's coming to give salvation. Now, conviction comes. That means, amen, everything we've done wrong, amen, we're remorseful. I'm convicted now. I'm compelled to give my life to Christ. I'm compelled to live a right life. And why? Not that living right gets you into the kingdom, but because I'm being obedient to God and I want to be just like him. The Bible declares, amen, that when he comes, you will be just like him. But if you're not living like him in the flesh, we talk about in Bible study, you got that fleshly man, you got that carnal man, you got that natural man. I mean, if you're trying to live in the flesh, you're trying to satisfy this, your own gratification, people, amen, you want to please them. Church, you cannot please folk. Many of us, amen, with jobs and families and friends, we want to do everything, amen, to be right in their sight. Some of you, you got burned by some friends. You're the best friend it was, and they burned you. You got burned by your jobs. You're the best worker, and all of a sudden it was time to cut some folk off. And you stand there, dang, this that pink thing. I didn't realize it would do me like this. Didn't even have the audacity to tell me in my face, they sent me a letter in the mail. When you find yourself being loyal to people and things and not God, it's gonna happen every time. Jesus comes, church, to bring salvation. Notice what happens, amen, how Jesus selects certain folk, amen, because he's looking. And he knows when you're ready for salvation. Take a look at Moses. When he called him out of Egypt, amen, he called him down by that burning bush, the bush that would not be consumed. And he told him what he wanted him to do. Moses, in his heart, wasn't ready for it. And many of you, amen, you think now, amen, that you're not ready, amen, to live a life for God. But when he calls you, amen, he's already looked at you and he know that you're ready. But you're still trying to live according to the flesh. Jesus brings salvation. You need to be willing to listen when he called you. That's what we need. As fathers, Nicodemus, he listened, and what happened? Salvation came where? To his house. If you need it in your house, how many of you got trouble in your house? And you want some peace? Just open up, amen, and say, God, I want you to clean. I want you to sweep through this house. I want you to make it right. Not God here. This is what I need. Anybody guilty of that? Instead of just laying the whole house, God, you have run of the mill. You have run of the house. Whatever you want to do, God, come in my heart, God. And he's going to start there. Come in my heart and let salvation start where? Here. Let it start within me. You looking for a revival? Let it start inside of you, church. Don't wait for the preacher to call no revival, call a fast. You call one and say, God, you come on in. You run this thing, God. And true deliverance and salvation will come to your house. Many of us ain't got it. Why? We're looking at the wrong thing and we're looking to go to the wrong place. We ain't trying to go there. We're trying to live good down here. I know you got to have a good life. You want a good life. John said, I would that you would prosper and be in good health. Amen. Even as your soul prospereth. But too many of us, amen, we want our good health. We want a good life. But we don't want our soul to prosper. We don't want it. Amen. As I close, David, he had an encounter with the Lord. And when David had his encounter with the Lord as they were bringing the Ark of the Covenant back, and David was a father, David was a sinner, but David was a man of God. It was all of those things. David had a wife who came from the king, you know, his king. But as David is with the ark, amen, and they get the ark back, David just get, and he's on dancing and shouting, and he danced so much his clothes came off. David was the king. And he shouted, and he danced, and his wife watched him. And his wife came down and said, oh, baby, I saw you with the death of the Lord. Maybe next time kind of keep yourself covered up. See, now you're the king and you don't act in the fool. You're all uncouth. But he'd been uncouth for the Lord. By the same token, amen, David, amen, he had one of them mountaintop moments, amen. He realized, amen, that he was the king over all of these lands. And David sent someone up, started counting folk. And he started counting folk. Remember, he's just been uncouth for God. Just blessing and praising God, not concerned about nobody. But as he gets uncouth and start counting folk, how many people I have. And he was warned against it. Don't start counting God's folk. They're really not yours. You're the ruler of them, but they're not yours. I want them counted. When counted it and it displeased God. But even in displeasing God, David still knew who God was, and he remembered how he had to bless and praise and keep God first. So what did he do, amen, when God sent his man of God to tell him, amen, that David, you're wrong, you messed up. And God gave him an option. God said, well, you tell David, angel, you tell David he can have this punishment, that punishment, or this punishment. Three choices. Which one do you want? You want to fall in the hands of your enemies for a few weeks and let them just beat you and just pilfer everything? Or do you want to have a loss of your king? What do you want, David? Or do you want to fall into my hands, the hands of an angry God, for a little while? David said, don't let me fall in the hands of sinful and angry men. I would rather, amen, fall in the hands of an angry God because I know he's got grace. He's got mercy, amen. I know, amen, even though, amen, as a weeping man do it for a night, punishment may come, but I know at some point God is going to relent and repent of what he's doing and he's going to stop. Many of us now, amen, we're not letting salvation come because we're afraid of what's going to happen and we're still in our own hands. Do you know that you're also a part of that sinful man? You're tormenting yourself. Yeah. Instead of just say, God, I know you're going to punish me, but I know at some point you're going to stop. So God allowed about 80,000 Israelites to die because of David's sin. They died. And David, he just fasted and he wept and he prayed and he prayed. And eventually, man, as the angel of God was coming from heaven to knock out a whole bunch of more folk, guess what? God looked down and God said, no, stop. Enough is enough. And God is telling us the same thing. Enough is enough. Amen. You've been going through trials and tribulation, heartache and pain, but he's stopping all of the trouble in your life. But you've got to put yourself in his hands. Yeah. But many say, no, I don't want him in God's hands because he's giving me trouble now. I'm telling you, turn yourself over to God like Zacchaeus did. Christ is standing. He's looking. He's watching. And he's waiting for you to come and give yourself to him. When Christ stands up, church, when he looks up, it's a reason for it. There's something that has its attention. When Stephen was being stoned, Stephen looked up And he saw Christ standing right there watching over him. Stephen, the next man and the final man I'm going to tell you about. This man, as he was advocating for Christ and preaching the word, he would have been stoned. What happened to him? He went to sleep. He died. But you know what he was saying when he was dying, church? Don't charge this to them, for they know not what they do. He didn't say, God, I want you to punish them and kill them. God, don't listen to that crazy, church. I done prayed that prayer. Amen, somebody. I did. And then later on when I became a tour, I said, God, I thank you that you didn't listen to that stupidity I was talking. Amen. But church, when Christ looks up and sees you because you've put yourself in this lofty position, in some cases you say so you can see God, but you've really gotten yourself there so you can protect yourself. Think about it. You're no different than Zacchaeus. You and I are just little pawns in this thing called life. And the way we get up and we get out is by giving ourselves over to Christ. We got to be just like Zacchaeus. We got to realize that Jesus is Lord, that he's King. When he calls you, which he didn't call a whole lot of y'all, you got to listen. And you can't come to him saying, oh, God, I ain't did nothing wrong. Maybe you're not saying it to him. In your prayers, you're saying, oh, God, I've sinned and come short of your glory. Oh, God, forgive me. But then when you get around folk, you act like you got it together. And then when you walk away and you're by yourself, you realize you don't have it together. When Christ stands up, you've got his attention. When Christ looks up at you, you have his attention. And now it's time for you to give him your attention. It's time for you to give him your life. Do you want salvation to come in your world today? Are you tired of living the way you've been living? If you are, your only out, the only reasonable out is through Christ Jesus. There's other ways, but there's a price to pay for those ways. God has given his son, Jesus Christ, and in his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he's Lord. Are you gonna do it in judgment? Or are you gonna do it as a servant of his? Amen. If, simply put, if you know that you need to get your life right with God and you recognize that you can't do it, but only Jesus can do it, we want to offer you an invitation to Christ to receive him as Lord and Savior. And I'm here to tell you, God is no respecter of person. He don't care who you are, where you are, what your job is, what you have done, what you have not done. He don't care. He don't care. The next verse we find in verse 10 where he said, he came to seek and to save the lost. Church, you got to recognize that you're lost. Maybe you got GPS, maybe you got a map, amen. I don't know, maybe you just got a good sense of direction. But when you're lost, we're not talking about earthly, we're talking about spiritually, amen. You're looking to everything else for satisfaction. You're looking for everything else to get through. Your only way through, your only way out is through Christ Jesus. Amen. It says, if any man who's in Christ Jesus is a new creature, is a new creation. And the word says that all things become new. Even when you look back at your past, as messed up as this is your past now, as you look back at your past, even at looking at your past, you realize that it wasn't as bad as you thought it was. That God was using those things in your past, even those things that were not good, he was using those to get you to Christ. That's what he's doing. But you've got to realize it, that he's your way out. Is there one for Christ today, church? Is there one for Christ? Is there one for Christ? We're not asking, I don't ask you to come and tell me anything about your life. I just need to know if you're ready to receive Christ Jesus. We, me, no one in this world can forgive your sins. Only Christ can. Is there one for Christ? Is there one this morning for Christ? If you join us this morning on the air on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, wherever it is, if that's you this morning and you're ready to receive Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, reach out to us, amen, and we'll lead you to Christ, amen. Amen. We all talk about getting to heaven, but the only way to get there is by giving our life to Christ now. You can't wait. Some folks say, well, right before I die. There's people like that. They fall, they bump their head, and they never get the activities of their limb or the articulation of their mouth back again, amen. Their heart, there's a disconnect between their heart and their mind. They just cannot even think about Christ. They can't even think about anything. There's folk now, they look normal, but they can't tell you who you are. If you're here now and you have the activity of your limb, your mind is right, and you understand that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that one day, church, he's gonna come back for you. He's gonna come back for you, amen. If that's you this morning, you want Christ, please come this morning. Is there one for Christ? If you're here today, amen, and perhaps you already know who Christ is, you've given your life over to him, but you're looking for a church home, amen, you can come and become a member of St. John Missionary Baptist Church. The traditional way is by letter, by Christian experience, or a candidate for baptism. But I'll tell you, if you want to become a member, just come and we'll lead you the right way, amen. Get your life right with Christ, amen. Is there one for membership on this morning? Is there one for membership today? Amen. If you're here this morning and just need prayer, amen, the altar's open at this time for prayer, amen. If you need prayer, the altar's open this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Say I want prayer this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. See, here's the thing about prayer, church. We think when we pray that we only asking God to do all of these things for us. Prayer is your communication with God, amen. You can bless the name of God in your prayers, amen. You can just be telling God thank you for something he's done for you, amen. You can be on the verge of getting what God has. You just want to thank God in advance for what you know he's doing. That's what prayer is, church. That's it. We often think, oh, I'm coming up here, folks think I got problems. I got problems, church. Everybody got problems. If you don't think you got problems, you got more problems than everybody else got. And we all have something that we need to give God thanks and praise and adoration for. That's what prayer is, church. It's not all about having our head hung down and crying and I got somebody dying, I want God to resurrect them. That's not it, amen. We just want to tell God thank you. And every now and then, in just telling God thank you, amen, God answered them things, amen, you stand in need of that you did not know you had need of. God will keep you from things because you're just blessing and praising him. Amen. God wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from me. He wants to hear from all of us. Amen. That's what he wants. Amen. When we find ourselves all having, amen, a heart and a mind of prayer and thanksgiving, God will start changing some things in our lives. We'll have a whole different outlook on life, church. We'll stop being consumed by these things in the world. We'll realize, amen, that we're in the world, but we're not of the world, amen. God will have us connected so closely with him, amen. When things are going bad, you don't even realize they're going bad. Folk tell you they're bad and you don't realize it. Because you realize that all things work together for the good of those that love God, that are called according to his purpose. Let us bow. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed God, our Father. We acknowledge, God, that you are our Heavenly Father. We acknowledge, God, that you are our Creator, God. We acknowledge, God, you are our Sustainer, God. We realize, God, that you are our Redeemer, God. Oh, God, even now, our Heavenly Father, we tell you, thank you, Lord God, for giving your only Son to die for the sins of your children, Father God. We thank you, God, for resurrecting him and raising him up from the dead, God, and bringing him back to that place, oh Lord God, which he's preparing for us, God. We thank you now, Lord God. God, even now, God, you have kept us, God, from many things, Father God. Some, God, we could see, and some, God, we could not see, God. Even, God, you've allowed us, God, to be in some troubling times, God, just to keep us, God, from some devastating times, God. And Lord God, for that, we tell you thank you today, God. God. Oh God, you are the one that have opened up the windows of heaven, God, and blessed us, God, with an abundant blessing, God, that we don't even realize you've done, God. God, we tell you, thank you, Lord God, for all things you've done, God. You've allowed us, God, even now, God, to be in your house of worship, God, in your presence, God, as a collective body, God, just one more time, God. And we thank you, God, for that, God. Even now, God, we thank you, God, for just allowing the blood to flow through our hearts, God, and through our bodies, God, and give oxygen, God, through the various parts of our bodies, God. We thank you, God, for being able to walk, God, to see, God, though we may be limping, God, maybe bent over, God, but you still, God, have us moving, God. And God, we tell you, thank you, Lord God. Even though, God, we may have pain in our bodies, God, we tell you, thank you, God. You're allowing that pain to let us know, God, that we're still yet living, God, and there's still yet hope, God. So, God, we tell you, thank you right now, God. Oh, God, even now, Lord God, as you allow us, God, to see trouble in this world, God, we thank you, God, for reminding us, God, how you've kept us, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. Even now, God, we tell you, thank you, Lord God, just for allowing us, God, to see this day, God. And we pray now, God, that all we stand in need of, God, that you would give it in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, right now in heaven, I ask you, God, that upon every man, God, every father, God, convict our hearts, God, that we, God, can love our children, God, the way you love us, God. We can love our wives, God, just the way, God, you love us, God. I pray now, God, for you to move, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything you've done, God. God, we submit and we surrender our entire life to you, God. God, I pray, God, you would allow us, God, to be closer to you, God. Then we were, God, when we walked in this door, God. Then we were, God, when we woke up, God. Allow us, God, to be totally, God, sold out and surrendered to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, for this body of believers, God, that you, Lord God, would hold us, God. Draw us, God, close to you, God. Oh, God, the way you've watched over, God, your people down through the years, God, continue, God, to watch over us, God. Through famine, God, you took care of your people, God. Through pestilence, God, you took care of your people, God. I pray for you to do the same for us, God. For, Lord, you told us in your word that you do not change. You're the same, God, yesterday, today, and forevermore, God. So, God, now as we cry out, God, some, God, for deliverance, I pray you would do it now. God, some, God, for peace. I pray you would do it now, God. God, I pray for these families now, God. Siblings that are fussing and bickering and fighting and not helping one another, God. I pray, God, for our families now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you would just touch, God, those who are the heads of the families, God. The patriarchs, God, and the matriarchs of those families, God, and endow them, God, your spirit, God, that they can unite their families, God, to do a work for you, God. And Lord God, those, God, who don't know you as Lord and Savior, I pray, God, you allow salvation to come to their house today, God. Lord God, even now, we pray that you allow your Son, Jesus Christ, continue to watch over us, Lord God, and continue, God, to let your spirit lead us and guide us, God. I pray, God, for our loved ones, God, who don't know you as Lord and Savior. I pray for them now, God. God, I pray for them now that you, God, would allow them at this moment to feel you, God, to inquire of you, God, to receive you, God. God, where there is trouble in the homes, God, physical or spiritual, God, I rebuke those spiritual demons, God. And God, I lose peace and joy in our homes now, God. I pray, God, that you, God, would allow our homes to be a sanctuary of peace where your spirit abides, God. And God, allow the love that you've shown us, God, to be shown to other folk, God. I pray, God, now, God, for all of those, God, who have asked for and requested prayer during the course of this week, God. Those who are sick, God, those who are dealing with any type of ailment, God. Those, God, who don't know you, God. And God, this young man, God, who want to know you better, God, but seem, God, not to realize that he's playing with you, God. I pray for him now, God, that you would save him, God. Give him a new walk, God, and a new talk, God. Allow your spirit to be in him, God. I pray, God, right now, please, sir, for our children that are wayward today, God, that you, Lord God, would draw them in. And God, help us, oh Lord God, just win them over, God, with love and kindness, God. And God, please, any sins that we have committed, that we know of, God, and those that we've committed and we don't realize, God, forgive us now, God. And God, help us, God, to have that same mind as Zacchaeus. If we wrong anybody, God, let us be willing, God, to repay them above what they've done, God. We ask it all now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless your name today, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
St. John's Nation, I hope you enjoyed listening to Pastor Michael H.L. Robinson Sr. bring the word that God has given him. If you'd like to see Pastor live, you can visit our church at 715 Winding Road, Kingsland, Georgia, or watch him on Facebook Live at SJNBC Kingsland. You can also follow Pastor on Instagram and Twitter at SJNBC Kingsland. If you like our ministry and you would like to donate, you can go to our website at www.sjnbckingsland.org, or you can give on GiveFi at St. John's Missionaries Baptist Church, Kingsland. I hope you have a blessed day, and like always, always be blessed.